"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
We'd like to formally welcome you to the rest home of Old Joe. Welcome to Bidenville, everyone.
All right. All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
There's a man on the moon, or whatever, you know, something, or you know, whether those aliens are here or not. I commuted for 36 years as Vice President of the United States. A lot of the folks in Amtrak became my family. Not a joke.
I was on the television. I was on the telephone.
Every time I hear "Hail to the Chief," I wonder, where the hell is he? Turn around and where's the president? What? I can't remember it. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominate Javier Baccarilla.
Good question.
President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far.
Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracies. Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I don't think she was going to be here.
Oh, Jackie.
And now, to give you a tour of Bidenville before your extended stay.
It's in the ground,
here's
Joe.
John and Ken.
That one is really troubling. He's looking for a congresswoman that died 2 months earlier. It was a big story.
Right.
He's looking to see if she's there in the crowd.
He sent out a condolence statement.
Well, I'm sure his people did it, but...
And, you know, that ceremony was to honor a bill that she was...
Well, there are hundreds of members of Congress. John, how is he supposed to remember when they die?
Only one of them died?
I understand. That was an Indiana congressman who died in a car accident. Apparently led a lot of people in the latest poll to say, there's some mental issues there. And even Democrats moved over to that column.
Well, now it's almost 2/3 of the country agree that he has mental issues. So I still got to believe that probably 95% think so, but they just won't admit it because, you know, we're partisans. And I'm not going to tell a pollster.
He came out west for a 3-state swing that began yesterday in Colorado. And today he's just going to be in L.A. area and then down in Orange County. That's it. And he leaves tomorrow for Oregon. I'm looking at a picture of him shaking hands. His big news media event this morning was to go to a subway station. The Metro D line, the purple extension in Westwood, tailing him all the way and smiling right behind him was Karen Bass, wearing like a purple suit. I thought it was white earlier today, but it looks purple to me. It's actually very fashionable. She's got a little jacket. Yeah. Looks nice.
Yeah. How can she afford that? Oh, I forgot. She didn't have to pay for her college degree.
Good quip. These two apparently went and got tacos together. It was quite a morning.
Yeah.
And then Joe went to Orange County, and then I guess he goes to Orange County tomorrow. Tonight's the big fundraiser on the west side, hey. John's Brentwood area.
Hey,
guess who's not going?
Who?
You're going to be sad because if this person had gone, you'd want to be there to confront her. Sheila Kuehl. She turned down an invitation.
Well, She's being investigated.
Yes, she's afraid the media will ask her questions.
That would be
right?
Bad form.
What about your friend with that phony hotline?
Deborah, is he in Brentwood yet? Is he blocking up traffic? Do I have trouble getting home?
That's an Angel question, and I don't think she's...
An Angel question.
I don't think that's...
Well, I don't have access to Angel. You do.
Okay, let's get Angel on.
Well, I'm here.
She is.
Is Sunset Boulevard 405, is that blocked up?
Well, right now, John, it's not, but it's not as bad as it was yesterday. And the delays that I'm seeing on Sunset now are eastbound from Saltaire all the way to the 405. And right. Westbound, it's still in a couple spots. It looks good right now, but, you know, that can change any moment.
I'm holding you responsible if I end up in
okay.
a jam.
Okay, I'll keep an eye on it. I'll let you know if I see anything shaking.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Because the fundraiser would be prime time as you leave the station. I mean, cocktails and...
No, if I'm stuck in traffic for an hour and a half because, he's getting bribed by all the ninnies on the west side.
Well, they used a helicopter to get him to some places, but I guess eventually you have to have a motorcade, right? It was both?
Yeah, it's like 17,000 cars. And he's asleep in the back. And
well, today the headline in the El Segundo Times, which is really rooting for the old guy, was not as nice as last month's. Consumer inflation rose 8.2% over the last 12 months, keeping pressure on households, is the way they put it.
Pressure on households.
Pressure on households.
Pressure on people who want to eat.
Wiping out pay gains that may have been received and ensuring that the Federal Reserve will keep raising the interest rates. That's the story. So on a month-to-month basis, prices increased 0.4% from August to September. July to August was only 0.1%, so this is worse news. Mm-hmm. Food is really the bad thing right now. Some of this was offset, not here in Southern California, but around the rest of the country by decreasing gas prices.
Right, and then the gas prices started going up, which means next month's report is going to be even worse.
Do they have an inflation number for us, like SoCal or LA County? I'd like to see that because
we've had
horrendous gas prices.
We're in such a different gas environment, and now Joe actually tried to sell the idea that he's making progress on inflation. Inflation is really 2%.
How did he come up with that?
Let's see. Today's report shows some progress in the fight against higher prices, even as we have more work to do. That was a written statement. Inflation over the last 3 months has averaged 2% at an annualized rate. Overall inflation was 2% over the last 3 months. That's down from 11% over the prior 3 months. That's progress. Now, remember, in July, Biden claimed there was zero inflation, even though it was at 8.5. Now, the data for September showed a 13% annual jump in the cost of groceries, a 19.8% jump in energy prices, and a 6.6% increase in housing expenses. So I don't know how he gets to 2. The former president of PayPal, David Marcus, said he's spinning numbers to make things appear way better than they are. Inflation is not 2% annualized, and everyone knows that. They have just changed the definition of 8.5% to 2%. I mean, it's just an outright lie.
Here's the good news. Well, there isn't any. But a year from now, right? Because we're always comparing, this inflation number is always compared to a year ago. I mean, unless things get a lot worse, the number a year from now will be like soothing, wouldn't it? That, over the last 12 months, inflation's actually dropped, no?
Unless
we keep spiraling like this.
What's going to keep spiraling is people are going to be getting wage increases to help pay for the price increases.
And they're increasing Social Security money because of inflation.
8.7% in 2023.
I know. The old people will be adding to this.
All right. So if 70 million Americans get Social Security, boy, we got a lot of old people sitting around. 8.7%.
Well, you pay into it. You take it. It's mandatory.
You get it back. And then after a point, you're taking somebody else's money.
depending on if you live.
Sure. The longer you live, the more likely you're poaching someone
else.
You die
in a couple of years, maybe
not. But if you throw in an extra 8.7% for 70 million people, what's that going to do? Well, that's more money chasing the goods out there.
Right.
So that's going to cause more price increases. See, once you get into the spiral, it's very difficult to get out of it.
Ay, ay, ay. And California's giving people money, right? Inflation relief checks.
Yeah.
Those are starting to arrive this week, so
see,
that'll be extra money.
That's why the Federal Reserve raises interest rates, in order to make it difficult for people to borrow money, businesses to borrow money. That means there's less money in the system, and it rebalances between the supply of money and the demand to buy things.
All right, we got more coming up. We're going to be talking about this big story this afternoon, that the California Coastal Commission has actually approved a desalination project. This may be progress on that front. And then we'll talk about the energy crisis in Europe, where it's pretty sad when the French president walks around telling everybody, wear a turtleneck. Remember Jimmy Carter when it was wearing a sweater back in the 70s?
Yes, he wore those cardigan sweaters.
It was the same thing.
And now this weasel is wearing turtlenecks.
A turtleneck to keep you warm because you're not going to get as much heat for your home.
I hate turtlenecks. I never wear them.
I did not like them either. I feel like they choke me.
Yeah.
I'm wearing one today, as a matter of fact.
And they strike me as kind of either elitist or, not women so much.
Women's different. It's guys. It's guys who wear turtlenecks or weasels.
KFIM 640. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Your turtleneck looks fine.
Okay, thank you.
Deborah, you're not a weasel.
Oh, thanks, John.
All right, I just voted for Brian Dolly for governor. I just filled in one circle on my... I mean, you told me not to vote before, but I do. Well, I just voted for one office.
Okay, all right.
Because I got my little mail-in ballot here. So,
all right, that's a good vote.
Brian Dolly.
That's how I'm going to vote.
Well, it's on our voter guide. Didn't you read it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm
you're supposedly a part of it.
I take the voter guide with me into the...
do?
Yes, I do.
Are you allowed to do that?
Yes.
Have cheat sheets?
Yes.
Okay.
I use it. I give it to my wife if she wants one.
Well, you're trying to influence her vote.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's the point of having her cancel out my vote?
That's what my father used to say.
Well, it's true.
They often voted for different people for president. It's like, well, we just canceled each other out. What was the point of that?
Have you looked at the difference between how men vote and women vote?
Yes, it can be a big gap.
It's an entirely different world because women vote the way they do. It is.
It's a better world.
Have you looked around?
Deborah Mark, I did that for you.
My mouth is hanging open.
What? No, there is a huge disparity between the two.
Yeah.
That's a statistical
world?
Fact. I don't know if it's a better world.
I said that. Yes.
He said that.
I know.
It's a better world, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Because women cancel out, and more than cancel out, the men.
Yeah, they do.
I think there are more female voters, aren't there?
Yes, there are.
Probably.
Sure. And that's why we got Gavin Newsom. You think men are voting for Gavin Newsom in big numbers?
Oh, so you're saying that women are voting for Gavin Newsom because he's attractive?
Yeah, he just picks out a bad politician and blames it on women.
Well, I mean, why don't they see what we see? Men see through him.
But women voted for Trump. Maybe not as many as men, but...
And I'm sure that men voted for Newsom.
I'm just talking proportions.
The world of generalizations.
Well, look, I'm just standing by that.
And John's a Tulsi Gabbard fan because she's hot.
You know? One of those...
She passed up Mike Pence in a poll of Republicans for president. Already.
Yeah, it was like a political betting.
Forgot about Mike Pence.
People are betting money on who's going to run for president and win.
Mm-hmm.
And the top Republican is still Trump. And then DeSantis is a close second. And third is Tulsi Gabbard.
So you're going to vote for her based on her looks, I bet.
Yeah, I might.
Okay, so then you're telling saying that women voted for Gavin because of his
look. If you vote for Gavin Newsom, and you mentioned the other day you thought he was very attractive,
Know if I said very attractive. I said attractive.
Attractive enough.
I don't even know if I said enough.
I'm trying to.
He's attractive. Yes.
Okay, all right.
He is attractive.
All right. Well, then I'm going to go for Tulsi Gabbard.
I didn't say I voted for Newsom based on that or if I even voted for him.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Ken?
Desperate
help us out here.
Sometimes you just have to wait these two out. That's all I do.
Desperate attempt to say.
They get exhausted eventually. Is this what happens off the air when you two engage?
Yeah, we spend the whole afternoon doing this.
Big news today. The California Coastal Commission. We don't talk about them very often, do we? CCC for short. They approved plans for a desalination plant in Orange County. It's not very big, but it's something. Just 6 months ago, they rejected the big one in Huntington Beach. And We were not happy about that. But the commission gave unanimous approval with conditions to the Doheny Ocean Desalination Project near Pacific Coast Highway and San Juan Creek in Dana Point. It will convert seawater to drinking water and will be operated by the South Coast Water District. How about that?
We should build 50 of these, 100 of these.
I know. I'm not far from the ocean. Maybe I'll build my own.
I just read a lengthy LA Times article about, you know, what LA and California needs to do. It's like, this is what you need to do. You take advantage of this gigantic ocean. Yeah, unlimited amount of money.
This water district imports 90% of its supplies from the State Water Project in the Colorado River.
Yeah.
And we've heard that that's bad news there with the drought. So they have to come up with some answers, and this is one of them.
I don't know how these people whine every day about the dwindling water supply and the drought and climate change, and at the same time, they do absolutely nothing to tap into the Pacific Ocean. I've been flummoxed by this.
Because the environmentalists don't like desalination.
I don't.
Because the desalination plants apparently kill some of the marine life.
That's the way it goes. Wacko
with
activists.
With their discharge or whatever it is that comes out of there because they have to separate the salt out, or I don't know.
I have no interest in what crazy people think.
Crazy people, they're trying to save the seals.
We're all going to die because of them.
Sea lions or whatever.
The environmentalists are going to get thirsty too. Yeah. The environmentalists get dirty and are going to need a shower. A lot of them walk around dirty. They're like all these. It's like all these old hippies are still wandering around with their old 1960s mentality. It's like you have to take water out of the ocean.
When I went up to Alaska, they took us on a quick boat tour, and that's when I got to see the orca whales, but also the harbor seals. They just lie up there on the rocks all day, just this fat blob. It's fascinating to go by in the boats and watch them. And sometimes they're fighting each other for a position.
That's a good life, isn't it?
And then there was another group of them that were on top of like the huge icebergs. I'm like, that's comfortable to sleep there? They're all like passed out. I don't know how long they live, but hey, what the hell? It's not a bad life to be a harbor seal and just kind of...
No.
And they're fat. They're always fat, so they're clearly not starving.
Yeah, they're getting plenty of food.
Here's what they're saying with this water district. When they complete this in 2027, that's not that many years away, they can produce 5 million gallons of water per day, and they think they can slash their reliance on imports from 90% down to either 20 to 40%. That's pretty good.
With one desalination plant.
Yeah.
That's right. How much it does for Orange County.
There you go.
This is so obvious. And they claim that this particular type of construction will minimize the harm to
marine. Right. It says low velocity wells will never reach the surface and therefore won't trap any marine life. I guess that's the claim.
All right. They figured it out. Right. Even to appease the whiny hippie fools who are always complaining about the environment. All right. So now we've solved that problem.
Oh, and they're going to do something with the brine. That's what it's called, the hypersaline brine, or the salty water that's removed. They will commingle it with the existing wastewater lines and dilute it before expelling it 2 miles out to sea.
All right.
That's their other plan.
Check
for
that
the brine.
Check that problem
off. Would you like a glass of brine?
I don't know.
Imagine how salty that really is. Well, that's why you always see that in the movies and stuff when people are stranded at sea. Don't drink the seawater. It'll kill you.
No, it destroys your kidneys.
It does.
Because your kidneys can't handle all that salt.
Salty sea. Brine.
Well,
salty brine.
The thing is, they're going to have to do it. If we're at the beginning of a 200-year drought, although, 1 year very soon, we're going to get like 50 inches of rain, right? But we get that 200-year drought, we're going to do this stuff anyway. Let's do it now because this is the cheapest it will ever cost to build these things today. Every day that goes by, it gets more expensive. So,
Lydia Ponce is an activist with the Society of Native Nations. We're nowhere near using desalination as a solution. No, the future of water is conservation, reuse, and redirecting and repurposing.
She's a crazy person.
You have to drink your wastewater.
Yeah, I just want to hear from crazy people anymore. That's how we got here. We got here because of crazy people. So I want to survive. Most people want to survive. We have to shut up the crazy people. Let them go, yell out in the field somewhere. Enough. They don't get a voice. They don't get a seat at a table.
All right. We move from water to energy. When we come back, and what's going on in countries like France, Germany, They're a little nervous about their winter natural gas supply and energy supply. We'll talk about it next. KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. I just want everyone to know the goose is fine.
Yay!
Yeah, they've confirmed that it was released safely into the wild. The goose that landed on the field at Dodger Stadium last night. And I didn't know their names, John, but the Fox Sports TV team, one of them did think it was a duck and actually told the other announcer, ducks are very aggressive. I don't know if you know that. They're very aggressive.
It was Adam Amin and AJ Pierzynski.
Oh, that's who it was. Okay, so
I saw the thing.
And the other guy says, is that a duck? But
no, I saw the thing on the news last night. Just a quick teaser clip, and I didn't know what it was right away, but somebody on the screen mentioned it might be a duck, and I looked at that. It's like, that is no duck.
No, I saw a close-up. I'm looking at a side picture of it, and the beak does look duck-like. It is a greater white-fronted goose, and they migrate. So
yeah, well,
you were right. It got the lights disoriented it, so that's why it was flying around.
I saw a frontal shot. That didn't look like any duck I'd ever seen.
We move now to the energy crisis that is facing Europe because they have relied a lot on natural gas from Russia. And the government of France is unveiling its biggest energy conservation measure in decades, led by the president, John's favorite, Emmanuel Macron, who was walking around in turtlenecks.
If I would have picked a guy that would wear a turtleneck and then try to promote it, it would have been him.
Who's worse, him or the Canadian guy?
It's the same guy.
Soy boys.
These are the soy boys. They're wieners. They're wearing a turtleneck to show you a way to keep warm because I fouled up our energy supply. But here's how we combat it. Let's wear turtlenecks. You know something? It's weird. When I was 5 years old, the first time I can remember being rude and getting in trouble was I was five.
Yeah,
and for
five.
Christmas, some family friends of my parents came over. I think the husband was in my parents' wedding party, right? And they had several boys, three or four boys. And so they all came over Christmas time, and that was the big present for me, is my wife had brought me a black turtleneck. I'm five, right? And I looked at it, and I go, I hate turtlenecks. I don't know what came over me. I'd never done that before. Mortified my
How
mother.
How was your comment received?
Not good at all. My mother was so upset at me after they left. And I heard her on the phone the next day saying, he's going to wear it. He's going to wear it to school. And I'm shouting, no, I'm not.
Did you? No.
Maybe once. But I hated it. I remember I just spent the day playing with it, trying to get it off my neck. And then
it is. I don't like them either.
But something about it, the first time I looked at it at age five, I was just, ugh.
But Deborah Mark will tell you, they keep you warm, right?
They do. And also, I think that certain men look very sexy wearing turtlenecks. I
you
have
do
to tell
think
you,
so?
I do. Yes. Yes. Especially when they wear a suit jacket over it or a blazer, I guess I should
like
say.
Like Macron? If you have that's the picture we got of Macron here.
Oh, I didn't see.
Yeah, he is. He's wearing a suit jacket and
there
the turtleneck.
You go. Yes. I think that
you
it's
think that's
very
sexy?
In style. Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
I do.
Yeah. 2 days ago, it was Newsom. Now it's Macron.
I didn't say I found
she's
Macron
just commenting
handsome.
The clothing.
Exactly. Oh. It's in fashion. It's fashionable.
They were big in the 70s when I was growing up. They're making a comeback again, huh?
It's.
Thought they went out with bell bottoms.
I don't know. If you're a guy who's into Emmanuel Macron, maybe it's a comeback.
Wow, so they're telling people to unplug computers and TVs that are not in use, staggering the use of appliances. This sounds familiar, doesn't it? California.
Yeah, because they don't create enough of their own energy. I mean, France does have some nuclear plants, but...
I didn't notice the French state owns and operates nearly a third of all buildings in France. That's a socialist government for you. They want to cut energy consumption by 2 terawatt hours, the same amount used by a mid-sized city is their plan.
What's the point of this? We have
because the Russians are cutting them off.
Right, but they're, you know what? Europe could have set up ports so they could take in liquefied natural gas from the U.S. They never did because of all this anti-fossil fuel nonsense. We have so much natural gas, and if you chill it to an extreme low temperature, it turns into liquid. It makes it easy to transport, and then you dock it at a port in Europe. again, it's not complicated. It is already done to a limited extent. Just do it to a much greater extent. It's like desalination plants. We know what to do. It's like nuclear plants. We know what to do. Just do it.
Oh, they're turning off the Eiffel Tower at 11:45 p.m. Yeah. instead of 1 a.m. to save energy.
That's so silly.
They're going to have fewer holiday lights along the wonderful Champs-Élysées. The avenue there?
No. There's no excuse. We've had electricity since the late 1800s. And now after 140 years of electricity, everybody's got to cut back this dramatically because collectively all our political leaders got caught up in a climate cult. Like like this weird weather religion. What the hell's gone on here? They're calling it energy sobriety, as if we were all intoxicated by burning gas and oil.
The Daily Mail just ran a story on Biden's visit to that taco place today, saying that he spent $7 on each taco. Well, no, $4.50 quesadillas, handed over a $40 tip, and told reporters that gas has always been around $7 a gallon in L.A.
Is that what he said?
That's what I'm trying to find the quote here. But
I wonder if there's audio of that.
Yeah, he was mumbling to reporters when he stopped at this taco shop with Karen
mumbling.
Bass.
Sure, he was mumbling. $7? What is he, nuts?
What is
wrong with him? I know what's wrong with him. He's senile. I mean, that's the answer to all this stuff.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. A quick reminder that the Moist Line is going to be tomorrow during this hour. You can leave a message through the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or, of course, call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. It'll be quite an hour tomorrow with two rounds of the Moist Line, and we'll bring in the special hack in a dumpster, Satan's Lake of Fire. Not too hard to guess who's going into the lake. There apparently is an active shooter loose in Raleigh, North Carolina. One police officer dead, several wounded. Described only so far as a white teenage male with a long gun. That's all we know. That's what's going on there. It made the news that President Biden pardoned a whole bunch of people who were convicted of simple possession of marijuana. Now, this was federal prosecutions, but it can't not be noted that one of those who immediately went on one of those dopey late night shows. Oh, I saw a pretty good article. These late night talk shows that turned into all, you know, progressive Democrat.
Yeah.
Oh, their audiences have shrunk down to.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know how low that Trevor Noah's audience got on his show there on Comedy Central?
It's
just
show?
A few hundred thousand people. Yeah.
Yeah, 400,000.
It had reached like 1.3 million, I think, under Jon Stewart before he left.
Yeah.
So Trevor Noah shrunk it.
No, because nobody wants to watch woke comedians. There's nothing funny about woke humor.
And this is the way they all are now. Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel. And this was Seth Meyers. She went on Seth Meyers' show and nobody should have to go to jail for smoking weed. The problem with that comment is when she was the DA in San Francisco, she oversaw at least 2,000 marijuana convictions.
2,000. Many of them felony convictions. So they went to prison.
Yeah, it says here, though, a lot of them didn't, but still they can end up on your record, right? Because if you're convicted, you may not get a lot of jail time, but you're still going to have that on your record, and that could cause problems when looking for jobs and stuff. Now, did she suddenly convert? I don't know, because we've all been joking about, you know, sometimes she doesn't sound like she's all there, but...
Well, I don't know what people do. I don't know if they believe what they believe.
She fought the 2010 ballot measure that would have legalized recreational cannabis. She wrote an opposing argument in the California Voter Guide. She got very personally involved in this. And now Biden's pardoned people. And nobody that Kamala Harris convicted could be pardoned because those were local convictions.
Yeah.
They were not federal.
They're federal convictions.
Right, so they wouldn't be affected by this. But it's kind of weird that she took that position that long ago.
All these positions are random based on what they think is going to play better.
Is there a problem maybe in San Francisco with pot and people are complaining? Or
I don't know. I mean, I don't remember what the world was like in 2010 anymore. I know it was a better world than now, but I don't remember exactly what it was. And apparently it was a world where Kamala Harris thought it was important to have 2,000 people convicted for pot possession.
I know.
And now you have thousands of people injecting heroin in the streets and snorting meth and taking fentanyl, and it doesn't seem to bother her or anybody else. So something changed in the last decade.
Yeah, I'm sure they had a lot of homeless problems back then, but she was chasing after poor people using marijuana. It's weird.
Yeah. So we got Conway coming in here.
Thanks. Mark Thompson's here. He's in the building, but he's just, I don't know what he's doing.
Lost?
I don't know what's going on
with
that
guy. He's looking for headphones.
Right? I mean,
I don't get it. It's Thursday.
Yeah. Well, he had to come in Thursday because Tuesday he had something to do. But we'll go into how, you know, he was the last guy on the air on KGO.
I know that.
I saw he was interviewed.
Yeah, he was the last man standing. And that's a legacy station.
Oh, yeah. You know, they were around for 30 years. They were the number one station in San Francisco.
And they've been around for, I think, almost 100 years.
Yeah. And they completely ruined it.
Right.
And what is it now? It's a sports betting station?
Yes.
Yeah, sports betting.
Yeah.
That's fascinating, isn't it?
All right, Mark Thompson is here.
Love to spend the day listening to sports.
Tim, you could get a show there.
Sports betting advice.
Look, I thought that Mark is much more suitable for this format. You know,
yeah, that's what I've heard from Ray.
The betting format.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know? He exchanges tips with Ray, don't you?
Ready to smack talk. That's what we say, smack talk. We talk smack.
You can talk about all your losses over the years.
Yeah, exactly. I lost in a high-stakes poker thing just streaming it. I was just the other night. That's why I couldn't be in Conway on Tuesday.
Oh, is that right?
Well, I was mourning the loss of my radio station. And I went to I went to self-medicate, and I do that with high-stakes poker. Yeah, right.
So you could blow tons of money just sitting on your sofa.
It's been a great week for me.
But
my buddy Mark Verge said you went to a charity event on Sunday and you were the funniest guy in the room.
Well, I had a lot of fun. I dropped a quick grand on the charity. It was all for charity.
This has been a lot of red ink this week.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I penciled it all out.
Income down.
Yeah.
Betting losses.
Right. No more income. Yeah. I'm ready to pretty much wrap things up.
If you knew what was going to happen at KGO, would you have given all that money to the charity?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah.
Does your account never say we've got a couple of holes in this boat?
I'd settle for a couple of holes. it's a rough ride right now.
It's a rough road.
Did they really just walk in the room and say it's over? See you.
How did that happen?
It's wild. I'll tell you this real quick. Right before I went on.
And then we'll get the longer version when we go on.
Yeah, but before I went on, they called me, both the top two people at the station, general manager, program director. So, you know, if they call you together, something bad's happening.
Yeah, that's only bad news. They never do that with good news, ever.
Exactly. Right. They said, hey, here's what we want you to do. And they said, you're going to do your show as per normal, no mention of anything. KGO is going away. You'll then, at a quarter after, you'll give the ID. You know, KGO San Francisco, a Cumulus Media station. And then that's it. You turn your microphone off and that's the whole game. And I said, well, can't we say goodbye to the audience? I mean, it's been, you know, we're on the air for 80 years. They've got a relationship. I mean, it's been decades, really. It's like KFI. I mean, people count on it.
It's great.
He said, nope. The word from corporate is they just want it done like this. And I said, look, I can try to spin it positively. I'll say, hey, there's an exciting new format coming. I don't know what it is, but I can say that. You know what I mean? And they said, nope. And that's when it went down. So 10:15.
It's the exact opposite of what we've all been taught in life. Like if your grandmother at 80 would say, hey, I'm going out the door. I'm not telling you where I'm going. I'm just leaving. I'm never going to see you again. You're like, wait a minute. Can you say goodbye to me?
Exactly.
Can you say goodbye to you?
Right.
And you're like, no.
Can't do that.
And I said, you know, it's going to make us look bad it's going to make you look bad as a company. They said, look, there's nothing we can do. This is the way they want to do it from corporate.
Wow.
They're so worried about people going rogue is what they.
That's right. They want to fool the listeners.
Exactly.
You should have barricaded yourself in there.
And then what? They played like oldies for a couple of days before.
What they did was they then went right to, and this happened right away. So I said that thing like they told me to. Then there's like a 2-second beat, and they play all these songs that have to do with money or gambling. So they played Pink Floyd's Money. They played Lady Gaga, Poker Face.
You got to know when to hold it.
Yes, exactly. They played The Gambler. That's right. And then they had the promo. You know, the guy comes out and he goes, an exciting new format coming on Monday.
So, that's a great story. You usually come in on Tuesday.
That's right.
Are you here Thursday to read our KFI promo code at 10:15?
Yes, 9:15? Exactly. You'll do your normal show until about 9:30.
Oh, no. The curtain's coming down. Yeah. Ding dong. It's the last words will be ding dong.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's get some
Devil
smack talk.
Of radio. Yeah. Man, but that station was around for 80 years, and you're the last guy on it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was weird. Days, and I got that.
You'll be in the history books.
And that 15 minutes, I was so shell shocked. I don't even know what I did. I was like, I'm thinking, you can't make any reference to it. And
you just started talking normally.
Yeah, it was like a normal show. And I did that stupid thing, like what day it is. It's Cinnabon Day, you know, whatever. You know, I did that. I hate that. You know, it seems like it's like a hack radio thing. I hate it. You know, it's Garlic Noodle Day. I mean, I did that. So I did that, but that was quick. And then we talked about Herschel Walker and we did a little thing. And then all of a sudden, I just pivoted and said, it was pretty brutal. They took the news person and the producer out of the studio, and they replaced. It felt like the Romanoff family, like they were going to come in and, you know, off us. And then they took the regular engineer and they took him out. So even because I think they were so worried about somebody going rogue. If I had gone rogue, the engineer would have dumped it. Anyway, it's a great story.
All right, we're going to hear more, I guess, coming up, huh?
Kirsten's got the news.
Ding dong.
KOSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.